from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From PC Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
You know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
stuff. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't
you
add
added
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Somebody on the show is dressed up.
Boo! Nicole, over eyes.
How come you're not dressed up today, Nicole?
Same reason why I wasn't dressed up at Gravedigger's Ball.
She's too cool.
Not feeling it?
I'm just not feeling it. You know,
I'm going to be handing out candy today?
No. You get trick-or-treaters in an apartment building? No, even... Especially because, like, now, like, Roy and I live in the... Well, Roy, you might because you have kids. But, like, in mine, you have to have, like, a key fob to get in. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to...
It's my kids in the building. You guys don't have a lot of kids.
You're pretty younger-leaning there.
Yeah, but, even in my old apartment complex in Raleigh, where it was, like, outdoor apartments... I didn't get any there either.
Really?
Roy prepares for trick-or-treaters. He buys candy. And then he's like, oh, well, nobody came. I'll just have to have this Reese's peanut butter cup myself.
I've got a bag full of Reese's and a bag full of Kit Kat, y'all.
I feel like you're obligated to, though, because you live in the bougie apartment building. So, God forbid, even if you got one and you didn't have candy, then people would judge you.
Oh, they would. They're very judgmental.
Yeah, batteries are good gifts.
Batteries.
Your apartment has, like, a kid event tonight.
We do. How do you know this?
Watch your dog.
I'm in your building a lot, so I see the...
And I'm trying to debate if it's creepy for me to go down.
Yeah,
for
the kids. Is. Let me answer that question for you.
It's free food. I went in on it.
Only if you take Callie dressed up.
Maybe.
The weather sounds picture perfect for today. 75 sunshine for your trick-or-treating.
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call
the MRL show.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of this.
I am.
I hear it likes the good.
Just listen to Roy talk to the song.
I thought you wanted to be haunted.
Yeah, I do.
Missed our conversation in the War of the Roses from yesterday. It had to do with a Wiccan, and then we took calls from Wiccans, and Roy wanted a Wiccan to put a spell on him, and he wouldn't do it.
I got one reached out to me,
and Roy and I are like, and Loren and I are like, we're so happy that you didn't get a spell put on you because you wouldn't handle it well.
Like a paper cut would be a whole thing.
But it's the spell.
Yeah,
it's
next
the spell.
Months.
I'm telling you.
And Loren looked it up too. So she's, like, really into that stuff. So as soon as I told her about the conversation, she was Googling everything. And apparently what one person said is that if you cast a spell, whether it's good or bad, it, like, takes a part of your soul and it eventually comes back to you.
Yeah.
And that's what would happen if someone cast a spell on you.
Where he's like, I want a good spell.
I do.
But what if the guy misses or the girl misses a word?
Huh.
And your hair starts falling out.
Well,
did you sleep last night?
Not really.
Oh my God, someone put a spell on you.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
You better call Ghostbusters! Who you gonna call? I can't see you. Who you gonna call?
You remember when I went to Gravediggers as the...
As Slimer.
As Slimer from Ghostbusters, and everyone thought I was Flubber.
Rude. So that was the year that, Loren, you had Baby Cash.
Yeah.
And Baby Cash was just born, so you didn't go. But, yeah, we went as Ghostbusters, and Roy was Slimer.
Which was because I couldn't find a Slimer costume that fit. So I literally got a bright green robe, a green toboggan, green shirt, and like green pants.
It worked for me. I chased you.
Yeah, trying to suck me up.
That's what I don't understand. Is like clearly you guys were a joint costume, you know, a group costume.
The person who called him Flubber was not on the ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
She goes, what are you, Flubber?
And you guys were Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I was in a Ghostbuster costume.
It took weeks of Kit Kats to correct that. I was devastated.
Hey, there's a British woman who claims to have moved furniture with at least 20 ghosts. She says she's now engaged to one of them. Oh, I feel like I did a story like this for you guys last year on Halloween.
Yeah. I feel like so, too.
Doesn't this sound familiar?
Does it feel good, I wonder?
She told the local British TV show that she cheated on her fiancé with a ghost and has since gone into the supernatural affair world with at least 20 paranormal beings.
Is that like Izzy in Grey's Anatomy?
Denny? I guess so, yeah. She was kind of in that world.
Or for the older people, you mean like Whoopi Goldberg and Demi Moore and who is the guy? I can't think of his name.
Can't either. It's too early.
Yeah. What are they talking about?
Ghost.
The movie.
Ghost.
Back to Grey's on that.
Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Back to Grey. You guys ever saw the movie Ghost?
No, I've never seen it. What year did it come out?
They've seen nothing.
Probably in the late 80s, I would think.
Oh.
Okay. Born early 90s, so.
You know, things replay though, and that's so interesting to me that you don't watch anything, like you block it off.
Have you ever seen Overboard?
No.
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite.
That's a Justin Bieber song.
The Justin Bieber song.
You guys are missing out.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, then write a list.
Hey, hang on. Have you seen the Denny scene with Grey's Anatomy?
No, I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy.
Talk about heart.
I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy years ago. When Desperate Housewives stopped, I stopped with Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Why don't you make us a list?
No, because it's useless. You guys won't ever do it.
I made a list for Roy before, and he refuses to watch anything on it.
I agreed to Top Gun.
And have you watched it?
No, we were going to organize everyone.
I haven't
seen
it either.
We were going to get all the listeners to come over to my place.
Or Scarface. I haven't seen Scarface.
Really?
Yeah, Scarface is pretty good. Goodfellas.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen Goodfellas.
So good.
That was like on TBS.
I want to watch Creed, because the new one's coming out. Yep. I haven't seen any of those.
Yep. Sylvester Stallone. He was up for Best Supporting Actor for an Oscar for that.
I've seen Rocky.
Good. Those are good. Those are 80s movies.
Yeah.
So not every 80s movie was a hit, that's for sure.
I recently watched Sixth Sense.
Great.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, that was really good.
2000s.
That was a...
You remember the Michael Keaton film of where he was talking into the white noise?
Can you be a little like
He was talking to ghosts through the fuzzy TV screens.
Yeah, forget.
Oh, that's scary.
What that one was called. What about Mothman Prophecies?
Yeah, with what's his name? Mel Gibson?
No, it's not Mel Gibson.
Who is that?
It's
I've seen that. Mothman?
I was like, we have a computer right in front of us.
It's
he's going old.
2002.
It's Dennett
Oh, he's really going back in there.
Who is...
Richard Gere?
No, it's not. Is it Richard Gere?
Yeah, it is Richard.
Richard Gere?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is Richard Gere. That's a great movie.
You know,
that's based on a true story out of, I think, Pittsburgh.
The movie I'm watching tonight is Jim Carrey's 23. Have you seen that?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's pretty dark.
Yeah.
You know how I watch all the old movies? I don't watch anything new.
Well, we don't watch anything old.
Yeah, I know. It's a nice block.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was like
23. I didn't see. I've never seen it.
It's with Jim Carrey. It's really good.
It's pretty dark.
Is it a scary movie or is it just dark?
It's both. It's pretty.
They call it a psychological horror thriller.
Oh, those are cool.
What's the other one? Memento. Have you y'all ever seen that?
Yes.
That was a good movie.
That was good.
I've bought them at the store. They're great mints. You chew them.
Not Mentos.
Yeah, they're called Mentos. The Fresh Makers.
I put them in Coca-Cola when I was a kid and shoot up and go all crazy and whatnot.
By the way, just to go back to this for a minute, because this is crazy, this British woman who claims that she's now engaged to a poltergeist, she says that she was actually engaged to a real-life person at one point, and she says that this engagement and this relationship is way more satisfying than her previous living fiancé.
I bet so.
I'm glad for her, because she'll probably never have a living fiancé ever again, or boyfriend, or girlfriend, or whatever she decides to do.
She gets to do whatever she wants.
Hey, tell me about your last boyfriend. Oh, he's right here with us right now.
Yeah.
Right next to you. Looking at you, as a matter of fact.
What? Yeah. He died in 1807. I like them old.
All right.
I like them a bit older.
We got a ton to do today, including Tina from CAPS, the Charlotte or the Carolina Area Paranormal Society, is going to drop by like she always does every Halloween. We did a ghost investigation, a real-life poltergeist investigation at Adele's house in Fort Mill. And Tina says what she got back and what she found out while she was there has never happened to her on any ghost hunt she's ever done. And we also have an audio clip of a ghost that I can hear. You guys say you can't.
I can hear it.
You can
sometimes
hear it now?
Sometimes I can hear
okay.
it.
Okay. We'll play that for you this morning at 7. Or we'll play for you at 6:50. Then Tina will be in to talk about it as well.
Yeah, we got a couple audio clips from that night. We got...
Yeah, you said you picked up something, too.
And I don't know what they're saying, but it's definitely not a voice of any of us.
Okay.
But it's definitely a voice. I can't figure it out.
Okay. So we'll get to that. Up next, though, we're going to tell you if you use a hashtag on Insta, if you did a hashtag about the most popular Halloween costume from the past weekend with all the Halloween parties across America, you're going to be so surprised as to what the most popular one was. But it's a very popular movie character.
Hmm.
But kind of strange. We'll tell you the most popular Insta pictured costume coming up in under 10 minutes.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a soft molly, bird. Rory, hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Big dip on top of the roof. Flexing on as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. I'm a district in the chat.
Chambean, pero no jalan. Hola. Tú compras todas las Cholambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, while you have in the bank. Yeah. This is the new religion bank, el Latino gang. Gang. Yeah. Está toda servieta, yeah. Pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa. Yeah. A ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana.
Y hubo pues.
Como me ven, la dominicana.
Pero qué.
Lo rico que me choca la venezolana.
Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar.
Azúcar.
Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Jimmy Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca, arranca, arranca. Que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tenis Valenciaga me recibe en la entrada. Pa, 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 sí, like a Mary Gaga. Y no te me hagas, en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara, lo salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que hayas escuchado mi gente.
Ya no soy high, soy como el Chesta Rosa, soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza.
Goza, goza,
es la cosa, mami, es la cosa,
goza,
el que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
Goza, goza,
goza. I said I like it like that.
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 This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Next week on the show, We're undergoing a lie detector test. Manny, Roy, and Loren are undergoing a lie detector. In fact, today at 7:50, if you're able to listen, if not, you can jump on the Kiss 95.1 app and listen to the podcast later. But at 7:50, producer Nicole, who's going to be asking us the questions, has the questions, a couple of the big ones that are going to be asked in the lie detector test. And we're going to have those for you so that you get an idea of what we'll find out next week when the results of the MRL show lie detector are released. So we'll do that. And we got so much going on today. Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Weather looks fantastic. And maybe you're going dressed as this, the most Instagrammed costume of the weekend, Loren. And it's a left fielder, but it's a popular movie, but it's a left field character.
All right.
If you use the hashtag Violet Beauregard, you'll be flooded with images of selfies and pictures that other people took, making it the most popular Halloween costume for parties this past weekend. Do you know who that is? Violet Beauregard?
I don't think so.
She's the bratty girl from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka.
Oh, Violet, really? Violet.
Yes,
Violet,
he turned into a blueberry.
Violet, yes.
Yes.
She's the most popular one?
According to this website, and they say that is the most popular one, followed up by Kim Kardashian, who is what producer Nicole's girlfriend Lauren dressed up as, and she was a great Kim K.
She was.
She was awesome.
Yeah, so she originally was going to be like a Instagram person, and she had like she made the cardboard cutout to where it looked like an Instagram post, mm-hmm. but she didn't want to carry that around all night, so she was like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna be Kim K."
And she pulled it off,
yeah,
really
that was
well,
pretty good.
And she was even vocal frying.
She's doing that tonight too. She wasn't gonna go out, and then her friend invited her, and she was like, "I just want to wear the wig again."
It's a fun wig. It's like a purple.
And she ordered three more
wigs.
Yeah, she got so many compliments on it. The next day, she was like, "I just ordered three more wigs."
Wigs are fun, man.
Yeah,
yeah. A lot. You know what? I'm looking up the Violet Beauregard thing, and it looks like a lot of people just put blue on their face.
Yeah, they like did around their nose or whatever.
Yeah,
and chewed bubble gum.
I'm trying to understand why that's so popular right now.
I mean,
it's not like they had the Charlie
movie
come out.
Just easy.
Oh, maybe. Violet Beauregard.
Yep. And then, like, and it looks like, it's like the same group of friends just took 100 pictures. And I'm looking at the hashtag now on Instagram. Anyway, so there's that. And
I thought the most common costume would be a nurse.
You know. I didn't see a lot. You know, I'm trying to think of what we saw at Gravedigger's Ball. And by the way, the pictures of the Gravedigger's Ball party that we threw on Saturday night are up on kiss95.1.com. I didn't see a lot of that. I thought this year there wasn't one definitive costume that everybody went as.
I agree with that. Yeah. Typically, you see a lot of at least one kind.
Yeah, which is maybe why this one was so out of left field.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Speaking of Halloween costumes, did you guys see Beyonce's Halloween costume?
No.
Oh, it's awesome and she looks great. But it's Toni Braxton, but it's Phony Braxton is what she went as. And we'll retweet the photo. She's got the short hair.
Oh, I see her.
The white outfit on. She looks really good.
Yeah, it's like she did the album cover.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Okay, so Chrissy Metz, the This Is Us star, her Los Angeles home was burglarized. And it was when she was out of town in New York City appearing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And her assistant is the one that discovered the break-in at the This Is Us star's home. Now, you know, a lot of these stars, they put their schedules out there so that people know, like, oh, she's going to be on Fallon so they can tune in or they can get tickets to the show or anything like that. But it's also kind of dangerous, and I used to kind of subscribe to this theory where you shouldn't put your schedule out there until after you've already been there kind of thing. Because people, I think, in Hollywood are using these schedules to break into all these stars' homes. Kanye West says that he is quitting politics, that he has denounced
his... He was in it?
Well, you know, he's putting his political voice out there, and he was... really supporting Trump.
Yeah, I mean, but nobody was supporting him, so.
Well, he says that he's denounced his political involvement and that his eyes are now open.
My dad, he was in a no-win situation because my dad, who's a staunch Trump supporter, hated Kanye. So, yeah. I mean, what does my dad, who's a 78-year-old white dude, know about Kanye?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, people are not necessarily buying it, although Yeezy says that his eyes are now open and that he realizes that he's been used to spread a message that he doesn't believe in.
Yes. Dude. And evidently, it's all because of a logo. I was reading about it. It's very interesting. Somebody
sounds weird.
Said that he designed a logo for the conservative movement. He's like, I didn't design that logo.
All right. Okay. We'll stay with the Kardashians for a second because Kris Jenner is celebrating her birthday on November 5th. But her youngest daughter, Kylie, got her quite a large present and gave it to her, shared it with us on the gram. She bought her a 488 Ferrari. $250,000 that car costs.
Oh, my gosh. Don't crash it.
Kris actually...
What's the insurance on that?
You know, here's the thing. Am I jaded to think, like... Would a Kardashian think that was a big gift? But Kris was, like, crying. She was super excited about it. And Kylie definitely caught her off guard. So we'll retweet that as well.
Okay. Yeah, what do you get a Kardashian if you're Kris?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because it's not, like, a money thing.
Yeah. I guess maybe that's why they buy the car.
Yeah. They should go opposite and buy, like, things that are on the I've seen on TV aisle. You know?
Like the Ramba.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, you know, the thing that you put on the grill so you can cook wings.
Yeah.
So the wings don't fall through.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thanks, Loren. Up next, would you buy a haunted house? In other words, if you knew that the house was in the perfect neighborhood, had the perfect yard, great school system, but it was haunted, would you buy it?
Yes, 100%. Sounds like a steal.
We'll see if Roy's in the minority or in the majority coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
Just about 10 minutes from now. Tina from CAPS, the Carolina Area Paranormal Society, is going to be in the studio. Every year we pick a lucky listener or MRL show family member who thinks they're having some sort of a poltergeist.
Is that lucky?
Well, yeah, I mean, because you know what? She's so busy.
Yeah.
She can't come to everybody's house to investigate.
I meant the whole ghost part.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
True. Roy thinks you're lucky if you have a ghost. But Tina's going to be in here. We went to Adele's house in Fort Mill. Adele will be on the phone with us coming up around 7 a.m. this morning. Tina's going to give us the results. As she said, and we've been talking about this all week, something that's never happened to her before in a ghost hunt happened at Adele's house. So we'll get into that. Plus, there's audio of what I can totally hear as a voice coming through in their ghost technology. We'll have that for you, too, coming up in just about 10 minutes.
But speaking of haunted houses, Manny, there is a new poll put out by Realtor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked people if they would be interested in buying a house that was haunted. And plenty of Americans said yes.
Yeah. Like, in other words, perfect property, perfect neighborhood.
They, you know, they said, we'll get into the breakdown, but like 15% of them said if the price was cheaper, and 9% of them said that if the kitchen was larger and it was in a better neighborhood, they would consider buying the house. But Realtor.com said that they've broken them into three categories. 18% of people said that they would buy the home without hesitation. 49% said they would never buy a haunted house. And 40% of people said that they feel like they've lived in a haunted house before.
I would buy a haunted house in a heartbeat.
If you went and you found out that, yes, Roy, it's perfect. They got the pool in the backyard. They got the acres that you and Sterling want. But yet there's some spirits that live in the house. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't pick up on things typically. So I probably would never even know there's a ghost there.
No, but they're going to tell you. That's the thing. It's like, this is, you are being told.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you tell me that. But once I move in, I still probably won't pick up that there's a ghost.
You know, I think maybe I'd rather deal with, like, a ghost infestation than, like, a cockroach infestation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, 704-570-9595. Do you think we're going to find anybody who would say, I knew the history of the house
and it was still bought it?
And it was a bad history, but I still bought it? If anybody has a story to share like that, you knew the history, there might be a ghost or there's something weird happened, 704 570-9595 if you still bought the house.
I would think the ghost is really helpful. Like, I'd go to the kitchen and all the cabinets are open. I'm like, thank you. That's so nice.
The ghost is just getting mad.
Yeah.
Slamming your hand in the door and stuff. Hey, ghost, will you pick up the kids for me? Thanks.
I think it would be really hard to pass up something, though, that, like, if you were, you know, looking for a pool in a large kitchen in a great neighborhood and you found that and the price was so good. I don't know.
You're on the point up on Lake Norman.
Yeah. Like, I would definitely still have a conversation with Dallas about it and be like, well, I don't know. Maybe we can hire
a Tina
to come in and get rid of the
stuff. Well, she would. That's part of Tina's job.
I know. Taps. It would always still be in the back of my mind, though. Like, anything.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Dallas would move something. I'd be like, that's it. They're back. We got to go.
If you knew that your house had some sort of a weird history and yet you still moved into it, 704-570-9595. We'd love to hear your stories on that. I mean, I heard mixed things. I think my realtor friend said you don't need to reveal whether or not the people that lived in the house before had dealt
passed
with ghosts.
In there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you do.
Or dealt with ghosts or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to become a realtor soon. I'll tell you the law whenever I learn it. Be one of the first things I ask. And then the rest, wishwash. I don't know.
That whole closing thing. Yeah. You know, we'll get there.
I mean, perfect example of a beautiful house is in the Amityville Horror. They're in Long Island in a really nice neighborhood. They live right on the water.
Yeah.
It's an old Victorian house. And the thing is like the gateway to hell. It's not even, but it's not even a light haunting.
Beautiful view.
but it does. It's right on the water and stuff.
Yeah. And see, I guess if somebody told me that like multiple families had been like the
Amityville.
Yes. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't do that.
This may seem stupid, but is there like really haunted houses like that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think that Amityville thing is based on a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, because I've never, like, seen or heard.
See, be careful what you wish for, mister. I would like to be haunted.
Well, but, like, the TV show Ghost Hunters has never gone to a house, like.
Because the owners probably don't want them in there.
See, I would think I would want them in there.
Well, and I think in Amityville, wasn't the ghosts were possessing the people.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
So did you see the remake with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Isn't Ryan Reynolds in that?
I don't know if it's Ryan Reynolds.
The original is so good. And I know you're going to think I'm old. And no, I didn't go to the movie theater.
No, they're both good.
Oh, I didn't see the remake. I was afraid because the original was so good.
The original is good. I've seen that one.
You did?
Yeah.
That's an old 70s movie, Roy. I'm surprised that you saw that.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What was Ryan Reynolds?
With James Brolin, I believe.
Yeah.
You can also text us 704-570-9595 and let us know about the house that you grew up in or the house that you bought. If you knew it had a weird history, we'll take your calls on that.
Please, sir, pour me some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Lots of people are on hold. You know, the question that we threw out there, Loren, you said how many, what was the percentage of people that said that they, if they found the perfect house and they, even though it was haunted, they would still move into it?
15% of people said that they would buy the house if it was cheaper, it had a larger kitchen, and it was in a better neighborhood.
And it was haunted.
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting to me. And we want to know if you bought a house knowing that there might have been a potential weird history to the house. Because that's got to be a major turnoff.
We're already getting text messages from people. Vin texted us and said, and not my brother, said he bought a house and it was an old one that was built in the 1940s. He knew that the original owner had died in the house, but later found out that there was a gravestone under the, like in the floor.
Oh.
And so they had replaced it, but I guess they had like, you know, rustled up some stuff and things would go missing and that he would find them in the most obvious places afterwards.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Weird. All right, let's head over to the phones, Roy.
All right, 704-570-9595. Let's talk with Frankie. Did you guys get into a haunted house?
No, I did not get into a haunted house. But my husband passed away at home, and I sold the house a year later. Uh-huh. And 2 years later, my neighbor there called me up and said, they're going to sue you for not disclosing that your husband died in the home.
The new homeowners who you sold the house to, your old neighbor said they were going to sue you for not disclosing that.
yeah, 2 years later, they found out that my husband did die at home, and they wanted to see me. But in North Carolina, you do not have to disclose it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, a lot of people die in homes.
Yeah, people like, go home.
I
mean,
I've, out hospice, of all the places I want to die, I kind of want to die at home.
Right.
Yeah, it was just crazy. They were so mad.
I mean, were they sensing anything from your husband, or what was the reason why they were mad? Because someone told them.
Well, they had said 6 months after they moved in, there's weird stuff going in the house. And listen, I agree. There was stuff that went on right after my husband died that completely freaked me out.
Your husband was haunting, huh?
I think it. Well, it was so weird. And like the TV, he got up every morning at 5:30. And every morning at 5:30, my TV would come on. We unplugged it, we reset it. There was no timer on it, and at 5:30, it would still come on.
Your TV came on when you unplugged it?
Well, we unplugged it to reset it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, because I was like, yeah.
How crazy would that be?
Frankie, I know.
I'd be taking that TV apart. Where's the battery?
I'd take it on the road with me, make money on it.
When you move out of a house, you usually take that TV with you. So I wonder if the new family is having the same issue. Maybe it's an electrical thing.
That's what Tina from Caps would say, is that the outlet's bad.
Let's bring in Cynthia in Indian Land. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween, Cynthia. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, the house that we lived in, the mother, she was an older lady. She actually passed away in the house before we moved in. And so when we were living there, there were all sorts of things that happened. And we would say, you know, granny's haunting the house. But just for instance, in the middle of the night, we had this really big picture in the kitchen, and it fell off the wall, hit the floor. We heard the glass shatter. So we come running into the living room, and the picture is a couple of feet away from where it was on the wall, and it was just nicely propped against the wall, no broken glass, no anything. And there was no explanation for what we heard. I mean, we all heard it, but there was nothing broken. It was just
that's creepy.
Nicely set up against the wall. And there were always instances like there was a guitar in the house, and it would randomly like make a strumming noise.
Anything good?
No, just, you know, like somebody ran their fingers across.
Right.
She's like, it was like John Mayer's uncle.
Yeah.
But then our house burned down when I was like in the fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, that's the worst.
After that, though, nothing happened.
That's so weird.
Once we rebuilt the house, nothing happened.
Can I ask how it burned? I want to know how it burned. Like, was it the ghost?
Oh, it was an electrical. Like, well, they ruled it an electrical issue with some of the wiring.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Cynthia.
Thank you, guys.
It's just so funny to me that, like, I think once you find out that the house has a history, and I'm going to ask Tina this, but your senses have to become elevated,
heightened, yeah,
and heightened, and you have to be like more open to it. I would think.
Right? I'd imagine, yeah. Because, again, like me, I would never notice.
Right. But if you knew the house you moved into, maybe that somebody passed away.
I would think a knock is something else. Yeah,
especially on weird circumstances.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So. Like somebody was, like, murdered.
Yeah. Hey, so Tina, we're going to bring her in here in just about 5 minutes. She is with the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society. We've got a surprise for her, actually. She sent us audio of something that she caught on her ghost using what is it called? I forget what she called it.
I don't know either. They have all this fancy equipment. Thing.
Yeah, it's like a ghost scanner or something. It picked up a name, and the name actually means something to Adele, whose house we went to, and it was so out of left field that Adele's reaction is something that Tina said she's never ever heard before from any of her investigations. So we'll get into that. Plus, Roy, you have a surprise for Tina. You think that you picked up something on your video.
Yeah. And, you know, Adele and I was in the bedroom and we heard some noise. So we're going to show that for Tina as well.
All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. Everybody in Charlotte's got to hear what's going on in Fort Mill. Don't go anywhere.
Your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
And happy Halloween, everybody. Make sure you're listening to the MRL show in just about an hour from now. Julius Peppers, Carolina Panther defensive end, is going to drop by. We're going to talk Halloween with him. Plus, he's got an important message that he wants to share with some people.
We're so excited to have Tina from Charlotte Area Paranormal Society here
In the studio with us, you are a ghost hunter.
That is correct.
Look at us. We're like Ryan and Kelly today. We got two guests. First is Tina. Later on the show, Julius Peppers.
Our headline guest.
We'll have to move the microphone a little higher when Julius comes in, Tina.
Yeah. But so earlier this month, we had a wonderful radio family member by the name of Adele in Fort Mill. And she said there were some weird things going on in her home. So we got her connected with you, Tina. And you did an investigation. We tagged along for a couple hours just to see if we can experience anything as well. What are your thoughts on the house?
Well, we went in and deployed our equipment, talked with Adele, got her story about what was going on. So we, you know, proceeded to start. There was one room that I got a weird vibe. I mean, it wasn't a bad vibe. Or a good vibe, just a vibe.
Yeah.
Concentrated in that room. And as it turns out, that's not where we got our most evidence.
Mm. So. Now, Adele thought when she called us initially that the person that was kind of, I hate to use the word haunting, but the person that was visiting her and the things that were happening, she felt after looking at the history of the house, it was one of the original owners of this older home.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
But that's not who came through, is it?
It is not.
And the one thing we've been talking about, Tina, is that you said in your investigation that you gave to us, your research, that what happened that night at Adele's house had never happened to you guys before.
That's correct.
What was that?
Well, we had gotten a name come across our audio. We were using a PSB7.
See, how come I couldn't think of that before?
Yeah. You're going to write it
which
down
is
now.
It's a modified... more technologically advanced ghost box, if you will. And we got a name that came across. Adele heard the name and then reacted to it. She was a little bit upset, and we had never had that before, so we wanted to be sure that she was okay and ask if, you know, we needed to stop, so, you know, in concern for her well-being. Mm-hmm. But she said, no, let's continue. She was okay, so we continued with the session.
What's so interesting is Adele, when she heard the name, it meant something to her. It wasn't the old owner of the house who she didn't know.
Right.
That's, I guess, what Tina was dealing with. You were dealing with something that was very emotional and,
correct,
and very meaningful to Adele, the owner of the house. We have the clip here. Now, I've played it several times, and we're going to upload this to the website and to the Kiss95.1 app. You can go get it on our socials as well. What are we listening for?
There will be like a series of almost like a white noise mm-hmm. sound, and then there is a name that comes through underneath.
And that name is Christine.
Correct, Christine.
Listen to this, you guys.
We've got Adele here with us. She was talking about the printer going on at night. What can you tell us about that?
And right there is where you can hear it. And I kind of amplified it a little bit. And I'm telling you, if you listen to it a couple times, you hear Christine.
Correct. Christine.
Do you hear it in the faint background?
I don't hear
there?
It at all. But
I know. I got to turn up my headphones real quick.
But, you know, you played it before with us in the studio. But without
I have
your,
heard it.
Without your amplification, and I heard it.
You want me to unamplify it?
Kind of.
All right.
It sounds a little strange.
All right, hold on.
You're playing it too close. Like, yeah. You got to put more on the front side so that I can hear the difference.
Let's not judge.
I'm not. I'm just telling you.
I'm trying my best.
I know.
I feel very blamed right now.
We're not blaming.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Let's see if you can listen to Christine faintly. You got to go underneath all the white noise.
Okay, give us all a right. little bit more before Christine. Though.
Everybody crank it up. Shh, kids, quiet in the cars. Here we go.
What can you tell us about that?
It's right there, Christy.
It's really not, buddy. Christine. I'm telling you, you played it in the studio, and I heard it better then.
I
don't know what you've
now.
Done editing-wise.
Nothing.
Yeah, you have. You've pumped that up somehow.
What can you tell us about that?
It's right there.
I know, but the problem is that it gets so loud that you can. It's almost distorted now. I can hear it better before.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I undid what I did to it.
I hadn't heard. I wasn't able to hear it every single time you played it, but there were definitely a couple times that you played it here in the studio that I could hear
all
it.
Right.
And now that it's amplified, I can't hear it at all.
We'll put that up on kiss95.1.com and on the Kiss95.1 app. But I'm telling you, it's there.
Okay.
Tell us about that.
Okay, that's I heard something that time.
What can you tell us about that?
It's right there, Christine.
It's in the back.
Christine.
Like, it sounds like it's in another.
I know, but that right there is amplified right there again. And you like did seven undos, and it's still amplified.
The problem is that you also
don't hire me for your Charlotte Society.
You also amped up the white noise, so it's covering the name more.
I'm telling you guys right now. Trust me, the way it sounds now is better than it did before. I couldn't hear anything before.
Anyway. And we definitely heard it on our raw video. So.
I could hear it the first couple times he played it in here. Not every single time, but. You know, now that it's so amplified.
Roy, what did you pick up?
Okay, so we were in the bedroom of her bedroom where you said you originally felt the weird feeling.
Right, in the bedroom, her bedroom,
her
correct.
Bedroom. And it kind of went away as the night went.
Right.
We were sitting on the bed. Me and Del was sitting on the bed, and we heard a thump. Now, I heard other creaks because at one point you were in the room with us, and I know your sound of the floor cracking,
right.
But this was like a deeper, but yet softer thud that Del and I was hearing underneath the bed. And it's almost like you could almost feel it, to be honest. It was really strange, but we did catch the audio of that. Right there.
You better amplify that. I can't hear it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's a soft. It's not. It wasn't like a floor creak. It was like a soft thud.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we were then all trying to figure out what it was.
And nobody was moving or walking at this point.
No, in fact, you started moving around.
Right,
you started stepping around, and those were deep. You could hear like the wood.
To see if you could duplicate the sound.
Yeah, we tried, and it wasn't. It wasn't me, or it didn't seem to be anybody standing there.
Yeah, it was like a soft. It's almost like if you could drop like a velvet ball on something soft. It was like a weird soft thud.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's bring Adele into the conversation. After all, we're talking about her house. Hi, Adele. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, no problem.
So you didn't get who you thought to come through that night. Who is Christine?
Christy is my cousin who passed about 13 years ago.
Christy.
Oh, yeah. It's Christy.
Does that change what you heard?
Her name's Christine, but we always called her Christy, so.
Full name is Christine.
And I have here, you guys, the unedited and unraised version of how Adele reacts when that name comes through. Listen to this from that night.
My cousin that passed. Not the one that I smell flowers. A different cousin.
Mm-hmm. A different
His name is Christy.
Okay.
Christy. Okay. Christy! Are you here? Is it you? Are you okay?
You seem to be very, very emotional when you heard about that it was Christy.
Her death was very tragic and hard for me to, I guess, deal with. So it was a shock and a surprise for her to come through.
Tina, is that something that's normal for, like, if you had a hard time with someone's passing, for them to kind of be hanging around?
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be hanging around for some sort of closure or to finalize some unfinished business, so to speak.
And Adele, have you heard has anything else happened since we've been there?
No, not really. It was quiet the week after. And then there's been some noises here and there, but nothing super big or anything like that.
So moving forward, we have about a minute and a half left, and I want you, Tina, to tell us and Adele what you think is going on at the house and whether or not she needs to be alarmed or a sense of closure. Is there closure, do we think?
Well, she does not need to be alarmed. I mean, however Christy's personality was in life, it will be the same as she's coming back as a ghost. So there's no need to be fearful. If it were me, I would almost be grateful that I did get a visit, and that I do believe that Adele's gotten some closure because she, continued to speak, with Christy and get some things out there, that probably needed to be said between the two of them. So I think that based on our session, I think she probably should be feeling pretty good about closure at this point.
Adele, you feel that way too?
Yes, I definitely got some closure
surrounding her death, and there's some things I know I'm going to have to work on personally to keep that going.
And the interesting thing is that it changes your mind on who it was you felt like was in the house. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the original owner. Instead, it's a cousin who you lost a long time ago, and that's got to give you a peace of mind too, I imagine. So, Adele, Tina, thank you guys so much for letting us be part of that night.
And what was so fascinating, I felt everything was normal. And then when we left, all the good stuff happened.
Yeah. And we'll have all the audio plus video clips and all that stuff up on kiss951.com. Adele, Tina, thank you guys so much. Area Paranormal Society, how can people get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, www.charlotteareaparanormal.org. There's a way to contact us with a phone or with an email.
Perfect. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you all. Thank you.
A Halloween version of the Senseless Survey is coming up.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
May I speak to Helen, please?
This is she.
Hi, Helen. Mr. Brown, United States Census Bureau, following up here on the census. We got your paperwork in, and we got to wrap things up. A couple questions went blank. So it's just a quick survey, okay?
Oh, okay. Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Do you buy or grow your children?
I'm sorry?
Do you buy or grow your children?
Grow.
Okay, so you had them. Okay. It's Halloween. Trick or treat?
Treat?
So no tricks for you. Okay. And do you steal candy from your kids?
Yes.
Are you dressed in a costume?
Actually, yes, I am.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What are you dressed as?
I'm dressed as a cow.
A cow? Why are you dressed as a cow?
Not like the Chick-fil-A cow, but like everyone in my office, we're all going as farm animals, and got cow.
Okay, that's fun. Is it sexual harassment if your boss milks your udders?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what sound does a witch make? What sound does a ghost make?
Ooh.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I'm sorry.
What sound does candy corn make?
I don't think candy corn makes a sound.
Okay. That's a good point. And do you have pumpkin insurance just in case someone smashes your pumpkins?
No.
No? Okay. Would you like to purchase pumpkin insurance? In case someone smashes your pumpkins?
No. I think I'm good. Thank you.
Now you are so...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
Demi Lovato may stay in rehab for the rest of the year. We're getting reports that she's doing well. She hit her 90-day sobriety mark, but that she may do that whole outpatient thing and go in and out just to be on the safe side. So our thoughts are definitely with her. Now, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, they're continuing this feud, and Nicki Minaj has a song out with Little Mix, but Cardi says that song was offered to her first.
That Woman Like Me record? Yeah, I had to decline it because I'm doing a lot of pop records, so I can't, you know, over-exaggerate myself. But that came to me first, and then they give it to you.
Ooh. Man, I heard they squashed their beef last night.
They called a truce on social media, good. Yeah. By the way, Game of Thrones is getting a prequel, and they casted Naomi Watts as the lead role.
Oh, okay. Jesus, if that show couldn't get any more confusing, I'm going to go prequel now?
And I think it's going to be like thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones, so we'll definitely keep you posted on those details as they come in.
I always thought it'd be cool if they did a Sopranos prequel.
Oh, like a whole new cast?
Well, like, yeah, like Tony's dad and all those guys, because they followed them.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
I could get down with that. All right, that is your Dirty for Now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren, 704-570-9595. She's got a lot of wins, y'all. Call now, take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus, City Comedy Tour.
On Kiss 95.1.
Stephanie and Waxaw, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You are playing Can't Beat Lorenz today, by the way.
I'm excited.
Have you ever played?
I've never played.
Okay. Don't be nervous. There's a bunch of ghouls and goblins listening in their cars. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Stephanie will have some ghostly help this morning.
I hope so.
All right. Well, throw Lorenz out of the studio so that we can throw you this awesome prize, if you beat her, a ride on the comedy bus, the city tour, two bottles of champagne for you and your friends.
All right, Lorenz, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lorenz is leaving the studio. Slam the door shut, too, by the way. And, okay, she's gone. She cannot hear these questions.
All right, here we go. A couple Halloween questions mixed in. Good luck.
Okay.
Justin Bieber finally got a haircut and got rid of his long, messy hair. His fiance is probably really happy about that, too. Who is his fiance?
Haley Baldwin.
Question number two. This is the main character who kills people in Friday the 13th. What's his name?
Freddy Krueger.
Question number three. It's the 25th anniversary of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's 1993 Halloween-themed film. They have a lot of movies together, but what was their famous sitcom that they starred in at just 8 months old?
Full House.
Justin Timberlake got real personal in his new book that was released yesterday, especially about his wife, Jessica Biel. True or false, they have a kid together.
True.
And Amber Heard's ex starred in the very first ever Nightmare on Elm Street film. Who is that?
Amber Heard's ex, Johnny Depp.
All right, come on in, Lorenz. What?
All right.
I thought I saw a hand go up, but it was quick.
I was flagging you.
I know, but I never know with you.
Never know with you. All right. It is true. Sometimes you get all willy-nilly over there.
I whip a name in here sometimes. I get it.
Okay.
How'd she do?
She got four correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see how Lorenz does, Stephanie. Nice job getting four right. Justin Bieber finally got a haircut and got rid of his long, messy hair. His fiance is probably really happy about that. Who is she?
Haley Baldwin.
All right, you got it.
Praise the Lord.
And this is the main character who kills people in the Friday the 13th movies. His name is?
Michael Myers.
That is incorrect. Don't worry, though, because Stephanie got that incorrect. She said Freddy Krueger. The correct answer was Jason. Was it Voorhees? Voorhees.
Yes.
Man.
All right. Yep. Let's see
those three. I always get those three confused.
But we're tied right now.
All right.
This thing can end anyway.
It really could.
It's the 25th anniversary of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's 1993 Halloween film. They have a lot of movies together, but what was their famous sitcom they starred in at just 8 months old?
Full House.
That is correct. It's currently 2-2.
Justin Timberlake got real personal in his new book that was released yesterday, especially about his wife, Jessica Biel. True or false, they have a kid together.
True.
That is correct. It's currently 3-3.
Why can't I think of the child's name, by the way?
Silas? Or,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question five. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. This A-list actor and Amber Heard's ex starred in the very first Nightmare on Elm Street film. Three.
Are you going to... Oh, I thought there was more.
Two.
I know one. The name. No, that's not fair. You said it weird.
Roy, did I say it weird?
It's Captain Jack Sparrow, but now I can't think of his dang name. Forget it. Yeah, just exit. You said that question so weird. You said, could you go on and on typically, and then you stopped in the middle of a sentence?
Stephanie, I feel like I'm getting the blame for Lorenz missing that question.
You tend to do, we always, she gets very angry when she loses.
I'm not asking the questions anymore then. That's simple. But this is not the time to yell at me, Lorenz. It's not the time for me to yell at you. It's the time to celebrate Stephanie in the hall.
Oh, good gosh. Don't ever do this.
In the hall.
That was scary.
Stephanie, congratulations. You did beat me today.
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying to call every day. I'm so excited.
By the way, Lorraine still doesn't know the answer. She said Captain Jack Sparrow.
I can't think of it, because that's who plays it. But
tell her. Tell her, Stephanie. Who is it, Stephanie?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, she can't hear me. Sorry.
It's Johnny Depp.
I couldn't hear you.
Yes, she couldn't hear. The music was too loud.
Johnny Depp is the correct answer.
Johnny Depp, yes.
Good times.
You know, Lorraine, you had a good run. You had 38 wins.
Yeah, you know.
It was time for you to lose.
It happens.
Congratulations. You got a bunch of tickets to take you and your friends on the Comedy Bus City Tour and two bottles of champagne to go cruise around uptown on this bus. It's a lot of fun. The Maney, Roy, and Lorraine show, we did it a couple weeks ago. We had a blast. So hold on a second. We'll get you your prize, okay?
Woo-hoo! I love you guys.
All right. Love you, too.
Thanks,
okay.
Steph.
Yes, Johnny Depp.
Asked it so strangely.
I did not. You couldn't think of the name, and you're using me as your scapegoat.
No, but I thought there was more that I was hung up on that. It's a whole thing. Whatever. Mm-hmm, it's fine.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine show.
I feel very blamed. And speaking of blamey, we decided to buy a lie detector machine, which we got. It's a new and advanced type that you hook up to your computer. And each one of us wrote 10 questions for each other. Nicole's going to pick the best questions and ask each of us starting next week. But I thought we could preview it, and she should pull some questions that we wrote for each other.
Okay.
But we won't know who wrote them or who they're for. She's just going to give us a couple as an example.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll have the results of the lie detector test next week. We're all going to take it this week. The results will be posted next week. And I'm sure we will never, ever speak again after this.
No, probably.
This is
probably
the last week.
We're all friends.
10 minutes.
Yes,
95.1.
So we had Tina from Charlotte Area Paranormal Society on the show earlier this morning. And it's awesome when we team up with her because she's a real-life ghost hunter. She tries to use science and debunking, you know, normal things with houses that make spook people out.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to capture unexplained things, ghosts.
So she went to Adele's house in Fort Mill, and Adele thought that something was happening in her house. She sensed that there were spirits. Printers would come on, lights would be off when she would come in. It was just, you know, typical non-aggressive poltergeist situation. So, Lorraine, after Tina did some research, she thought it was
The original owner of the house who had passed away in the house, and then come to find out it was a completely different spirit.
So we're going to play the audio clip for you. Her ghost equipment picked up what is the name of Adele's cousin, Christine, or Christy, as they called her.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy passed away under suspicious circumstances 14 years ago. So you can imagine Adele's reaction when she finds out that Christy was coming through and not this guy who she had no connection with, who owned the house years ago. See if you can hear the audio of the ghost. You're going to hear what's going to sound like a bunch of ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
It's white noise. It's how the ghost used to communicate.
And then you're going to hear Christy in a woman's voice that comes through, and it's nobody talking. Listen to this. See if you can get it.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yep, I heard it that time.
Yeah.
Right there. Christy.
And now you haven't done anything to the audio.
No, this is not
raised.
That's
the original. Okay.
You want me to raise it? I'll raise it.
No, I don't want you to raise it.
If you're going to raise it, raise all of it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear Christy.
Yep.
For sure.
Not that nonsense we heard at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear it at all. Yeah, I can't.
You can hear it. Stop it. You hear it. Now you hear it.
I hear nothing.
There it is.
Yep, I hear it.
Seriously, though, whether you believe in ghosts or not, how cool is it that a female voice came through their translator mechanical device that they use?
Yeah. And the crazy thing is like none of us know Adele. It's not like we knew anything about her family history or...
Right, like if we were faking that little ghost box, we wouldn't have known to even put the word Christy in
it. Right. You absolutely. Know.
And she's not, like, she didn't say Christy. One of Tina's teammates heard Christy.
Yes.
And that's what triggered it for Adele.
Also, there was some other words that are harder to hear on the radio, but forgive him was something that came through.
Mm-hmm.
And another word came through, like another phrase came through, but they're just too hard to hear on the radio. There it is, that's Christy. Mm-hmm.
You know, Adele and I was on the bed and we heard thumping. We were sitting on her bed.
Yeah, play that clip because Tina's machines didn't pick this up, but our cameras did.
And we were in the room because we would hear it and we would try to like walk around and move around, try to recreate it. We couldn't because it was such a soft thump.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And what were you guys doing?
We were just sitting there asking questions until an MP3 recorder, and that's the audio we came back. I was scared. I'm a big guy. I thought the bed was beginning to go. I'm not kidding. I was like, should I stand up?
You were sitting on the bed.
I was sitting on the bed.
And the bed starting to go on me?
And they were like, no. It would be a louder noise if the bed was breaking. And I was like, okay.
We'll have the video, the audio, all that stuff posted up on the website, kiss951.com. You can also get there on the app at the MRL show. You can get there, too. And we'll get into that. So coming up next, right after 8, we're going to stop the Halloween conversation and jump into our lie detector.
We have a real polygraph machine that we're all going to be hooked up to. Questions that will for sure break this show apart. You're going to get a little sneak peek coming up in 5 minutes.
Trick or treat!
To hit music.
Yes, 95.1. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we have a polygraph machine. And a polygraph machine is a lie detector test. It connects to your body, connects your senses, and it determines if you're being deceptive or truthful.
We got our hands on a computer-generated one that is in use today now more than the old-school polygraph test.
Yeah, with the little papers and little needles.
So for the next couple days after the show, Nicole is going to be asking us, the MRL show, these polygraph questions that we wrote for each other, but we won't know who wrote the questions. She's just going to ask them.
Yeah, each of us had to write 10 questions for each cast member. And then she's sorting it all together.
Nicole, hi.
Hi.
How different were each of the questions?
Actually, they weren't that different.
I was going to say, I feel like we would all write kind of the same questions for each other.
Yeah.
I will say, I think each one of you are insecure.
What do you think? What we need? Emotional. Like, we want people to care about us, and we care about our egos. Of course, we're insecure.
Yeah. When you walk through the hallway, the boss tells you you're not funny. There's a chance of insecurity. let me ask you this. Would you say that most of the questions that we wrote are more work-related stuff or personal life-related stuff?
I would say it's split maybe 60-40. 60 work-related stuff, including show stuff. Okay. Not just stuff we talked about on air, but how you guys feel about each other.
Okay.
And then 40% of personal life.
Okay. That's gonna be good. And by the way, we'll have the results for you starting next week, midweek next week.
Who here wrote the toughest questions?
Oh, yeah. I'm curious about that.
I would say that the questions...
But don't say the person.
No.
Well, you can't?
Yeah, you can say
no,
who
because
wrote
if I get a tough question,
question,
I'm going to know who asked it.
I would say in
general... I would
general,
like to know who to direct my feelings towards.
Yeah, but it's going to screw up the polygraph.
No, because how it happened... So there were 30 questions for each of you guys. I wrote 10 for each of you guys as well.
Oh.
So out of those 30 for each person, I chose 10.
Okay.
So they're from everybody.
Okay.
So I don't think anyone will have any clue who wrote what.
Who wrote what?
But okay.
I think what Roy and I want to know, does Loren go for the jugular?
That's what I asked Nicole when I was writing my questions, if you two were going for the jugular.
Which, by the way, we could go for the, like, what could we ask that's going for the jugular?
I was writing, like, more work-related questions, but, like, I don't know, almost more generalized questions.
Okay.
And then I wanted to know if you guys were like going for like specific heavy hitting things. Because then I would have changed.
Well, give us some examples.
No, I will say that, Manny, you're probably going to be, you have the questions directed towards you that has the potential.
Of disaster?
Well, yeah.
That's nice. Thank you, everyone.
And then for Roy, I would say I would say for Roy and Loren, they're more like feelings based.
Oh, and I'm very emotional.
Yes. Me too.
All right, I hear you.
Give us an example. Do you have a couple of them? Throw out one or two questions.
Okay.
Don't say who wrote them. Just throw out the questions.
All right. Here's a question for Roy.
Oh, gosh.
Do you like being the podcast captain?
That's a good question.
So there's a question for you.
So the podcast captain, by the way, is a corporate role that Roy was nominated for here in Charlotte. He's in charge of the Beasley Media Group podcast.
Yeah, it's like me and four other guys. And I guess I kind of didn't realize how much work it was.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's a good one. What else you got?
Okay, so an example for, we'll say, Loren. Are you hiding a purchase from anyone right now?
Oh.
Well, that's an easy one.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm guessing she's using some that aren't making the cut.
Oh, that's a good okay.
That Nicole's using.
And here a question for you, Manny. Do you think you're the star of the show?
That's a good one.
So each one goes for the jugular in a different type of way.
I think I'm the star of the show. That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because I do have a huge ego.
Huge ego.
But I'm also humble. Like, I also know that it's a 3-person show and we all get paid equal.
But we're not going to explain, we won't be able to explain these answers. No. This is strictly yes or no.
That's the results show, that you'll be able to explain yourself.
Yeah, so that's how the polygraph test works. It's you have to ask yes or no questions. So all of these questions are either a yes or a no answer, and then it'll be able to determine whether or not you're lying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and we'll have video of it. Like we said, the audio, we should have this ready for you guys. Like, we'll do, like, probably midweek next week, and probably somewhere around the 7 a.m. hour. And again, if you're listening now and you're not up around 7 a.m., you can always grab the podcast and maybe we'll replay it too throughout the day. I mean, it's going to be funny stuff. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope it's not too dramatic.
I hope it's really dramatic. I hope you guys really go for my jugular.
Really?
No.
Kind of.
I don't think it's anything that's going to tear the show apart, but I do think that underlying feelings that maybe you guys have not
addressed,
come to fruition with, will come up.
Wow.
All right.
Now I'm interested because I'm trying to think of the questions I wrote. I don't think it was that.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody be listening. We are going to do the polygraph test, the results next week, starting next Wednesday. And we'll keep you updated on that, too, if the date or time changes.
I am too insecure for this polygraph. I'm way too insecure.
All right. We got to get to a Halloween version of your senseless survey.
We do. I call an unsuspecting person, and I ask a series of Halloween-related questions. And at one point, I'm like, why is she even still on the phone doing this?
That's what I think about everybody you call. The questions are hilarious. It's Halloween version. Don't go anywhere. A brand-new senseless survey in under 10 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell
phone. Now. Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
May I speak to Helen, please?
This is she.
Hi, Helen. Mr. Brown, United States Census Bureau, following up here on the census. We got your paperwork in, and we got to wrap things up. A couple questions went blank. So it's just a quick survey, okay?
Oh, okay. Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Do you buy or grow your children?
I'm sorry?
Do you buy or grow your children?
Grow.
Okay, so you had that. Okay. It's Halloween. Trick or treat?
Treat?
So no tricks for you. Okay. And do you steal candy from your kids?
Yes.
Are you dressed in a costume?
Actually, yes, I am.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you dressed as?
I'm dressed as a cow.
A cow? Why are you dressed as a cow?
Not like the Chick-fil-A cow, but like everyone in my office, we're all going as farm animals, and got cow.
Okay, that's fun. Is it sexual harassment if your boss milks your udders?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what sound does a witch make? what sound does a ghost make?
Ooh.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I'm sorry.
What sound does candy corn make?
I don't think candy corn makes a sound.
Okay, that's a good point. And do you have pumpkin insurance just in case someone smashes your pumpkins?
No.
No? Okay. Would you like to purchase pumpkin insurance in case someone smashes your pumpkins?
No. I think I'm good. Thank you.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
It seems like she was nervous about the whole government thing. That's why she was answering. Then all of a sudden she started selling insurance and she bailed.
Yeah.
She was like, what? So the kids are going trick-or-treating tonight.
And the weather's going to be perfect.
I know. I'm really excited. But I just randomly ran across, not really anything to do with pop culture. Well, it is pop culture, but not celebrity gossip. But there is a snake removal company that is offer. Like, I guess the rattlesnakes are so bad in Arizona that they're offering to come and remove them for free while the kids trick-or-treat.
Oh, good.
Wow. Holy cow. I was like, it's that bad that you have to worry about your kids going out trick-or-treating for rattlesnakes?
There was a snake removal guy who was on War of the Roses.
I do, and people were calling in because they knew him and they knew the company.
Yeah.
I was afraid legally of that War of the Roses.
We buried it.
We did.
Yeah.
Good luck finding it.
All right, speaking of the kids, Pink's daughter had to be taken to the emergency room after she had a little fall on the playground. She fell off the monkey bars.
Yeah.
And Pink shared a sweet photo of her and her daughter in the emergency room saying, ER conversations with my soul child. # she's just fine. But there are monkey bars from hell.
Do you know WCNC? I got to give them credit. They did this. They did, and I got to find it for next week. We'll talk about it. Dumb reasons why people went to the emergency room, and there was hundreds of them. And if you had a serious emergency, you would have to wait behind these people who had, for instance, like, I don't know, wax in their ear or something like that. That was a non-emergency ailment.
I have two really good friends that are ER doctors, and you should hear the stories.
Yeah, I bet.
What comes in?
Yeah. All right. Justin Timberlake, he revealed the moment he found out he was going to be a dad. There was a text from Jess that, in all caps, said, "Call me now." He FaceTimed her immediately. And when she answered, he said he knew exactly what she was going to say by the look on her face. She couldn't speak. All she did was hold up the pregnancy test, and they both started bawling immediately.
My God. Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is special. This is special.
Yeah, Justin, we feel you.
Yeah. All right, so there is a truce now between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, but before that happened, there was a conversation Cardi B posted, and she says that Nicki Minaj's song with Little Mix actually came to her first.
Ooh, now we're getting serious, huh? Little Mix is getting thrown into
that it. That Woman Like Me record? Yeah, I had to decline it because I'm doing a lot of pop records, so I can't, you know, over-exaggerate myself. Mm-hmm. But that came to me first, and then they give it to you.
She sounds like us. You know how we say words wrong? I think she meant overextend herself. I listen back to our podcast sometimes. I'm like, ooh, Manny, that's not the right use of that word.
Oversaturated is okay, though. She didn't want to oversaturate the market.
I heard over-exaggerate.
Oh, really?
Yesterday I was teaching a class at one of the radio schools, and they were talking about my cane. And I said, well, I feel like a rickety old man. I said, I feel like a ratchety old man.
All right, Lorraine, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Lorraine like today?
So these are super cool. They're for your kids' backpacks, but they're super magnets, and they're in the shape of like a baseball or a basketball or a cute kitty, unicorns, things that kids will love. And instead of your kids throwing their bags on the ground, they can now find like a flagpole or something and put their bags on that using the magnet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
You can find what Lorraine likes and more of them at kiss951.com.
Hey, make sure you guys don't go anywhere. We are honored to have defensive end and star of your Carolina Panthers, who left and then came back. He loved Carolina so much, he came back to the team this year. Julius Peppers is going to join us. We're going to talk Halloween. We're going to talk ghosts and all the other fun stuff with Julius. Don't go anywhere. About 6 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Let's get this Halloween party started.
This is the MRL Show on Kiss95.1.
Carolina Panthers, Julius Peppers in the studio. And We're so fortunate to have him here on Halloween. Roy, what do we want to know first? Do we want to go to the ghost hunt house, or do you, or do we want to know what candy he and his family gives out on Halloween?
I kind of want to know the candy thing, because that really? might determine where I take my son trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I just get a lot of stuff. I get the Reese's Cups. Mm. We get the Kit Kats.
Full
all
size?
The miniature ones, not the miniature ones. The Twix. Because I'm a big chocolate guy, so when Halloween is over, I just have all those leftovers and just take care of them myself.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And
I buy Halloween candy. I live in an apartment, and no kids ever come to me. But you never know.
Yeah.
It plus it's for me.
You know?
Apartment trick-or-treating is not as fun as trick-or-treating in the neighborhoods. You know, where you get to see the cool costumes and stuff. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween?
I actually dressed up last night. I went to the Thomas Davis he had an event.
A fundraiser.
Night. Yes.
Oh, cool.
At Discovery Place. So
would you go as a football player?
I went as an unknown phantom.
Oh, okay.
Kind of had like a long black robe on, a hooded mask.
That's cool.
Yeah, you couldn't really see anything, so.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Julius Peppers hanging out with the MRL Morning Show.
You know, earlier on the show today, we had Tina from Carolina Area Paranormal Society, and she does like these real ghost hunting stuff, and she can debunk things. Do you believe in ghosts? Because here's my thing. Let me tell you how I feel about ghosts. I ain't never seen a ghost. I mean, maybe it might be real. I know other people are really adamant about it being real, but I want a ghost to haunt me so I can be a believer. Like, we went to a haunted house, and I'm like, can they tip over the trash can?
No.
Can they shut a door?
No. Like, he wants a full poltergeist experience.
Yeah, nah.
Have you ever seen anything?
I haven't seen any paranormal activity, but I've heard of some stories from some credible people that leads me to believe that it might be real. Yeah,
I believe that. Chris Manhurt's in here too from the Carolina Panthers, one of our tight ends. Would you say that maybe Chris's locker is haunted? You know,
you never know what goes on.
Oh no, is your locker haunted?
You know, like are his cleats haunted with some stench or anything like that? You know, ghosts leave a stench behind. Who's got the messiest locker in that locker room right now, you guys?
Ooh.
Who is that? I think it's it used to be Charles Johnson last year.
Yeah.
He's gone now. He was on the right side of me last year. This year, Mario Addison is on my left side, so I gotta go with Mario because I see his junk all day, every day.
Yeah. Just uncapped.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. And by the way, the entire interview of Julius Peppers is up on the website, kiss951.com. Pep was nice enough to come in and hang with us for a little bit and talked about early voting, why it's important to get out there and vote early, take advantage of it here in North Carolina. But I've been inside that locker room at the Bank of America Stadium, mm-hmm. and it's pretty nice. And I'll tell you, you know who's got a crazy locker?
Who?
Our buddy, QB1.
Pam?
Yeah.
What's inside of it?
Just tons of stuff, like shoes for days, shirts, hats.
Hmm.
I remember just gazing around and like, whoa, whose locker's that? Then I looked up and it was Cam Newton.
Does he just have one locker or does it overflow to like two and three lockers?
That is a funny question. For some reason, I feel like he's got the locker next to him too.
Okay.
Really?
But they all sit in sections, like the defensive line, like Julius Peppers, they are in one area. The linebackers, Luke and Thomas Davis, are in another area. The kickers are in their own area.
So, okay. And so where's Cam's area?
Cam is...
Does he get his own area?
No, Cam is next to the other quarterbacks, but I think it's like Cam's locker and empty locker than the other quarterbacks.
Oh, I always forget there's more than one.
Yeah, there's backups in case, God forbid, anything happens to Cam.
Yeah.
There's strings.
Yeah. So he has a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he says that... Julius says that it used to be Charles Johnson who used to play for us.
Okay.
Now it's Mario who's got a smelly, stinky, haunted locker.
Mm.
I was there once when Derek Anderson was the backup quarterback for Cam. And we were just hanging out in the locker room because we're, you know, somehow they consider us media. And we're interviewing people during their playoff run like 2 years ago. And here's Derek Anderson picking his toenails.
Ew.
And just like talking with a dip in his mouth. And found out who we were, and he loves War of the Roses. So does Coach Rivera, by the way.
Yeah, big
and fan. So he wanted to, like, shake my hand, and I'm like, Derek, no. Like, look what you were just doing. So I fist bumped him. And he's like, oh, you can go for the fist bump. I was like, well. He's like, yeah, sorry, I wasn't thinking about that.
Ooh.
Ah!
Your toenails?
Pick your toenails and then want to give me a high five for War of the Roses.
Still to come.
What about those camps? You'd still do the same thing?
If it was Cam,
yeah.
Same thing, yeah. Yeah, Cam, okay. I don't think Cam would do that. Cam, I feel like when I see Cam, we fist bump anyway.
Okay.
It's kind of the thing. You'd go in for the full hug, Roy.
Oh, yeah. I like to give him a big beer hug.
All right. Hey, still to come on the show, we're going to go way back in time for a Halloween special song for you guys. And intern Adam Driver is dressed in costume today. He's dressed as like a monk or as the Grim Reaper or as like a medieval character. He's got a cloak on, which leads us to believe that he really loves Halloween. So we're going to do the Halloween quiz with intern Adam Driver, and it's all coming up in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You ready?
Yes.
Halloween life hack. Knee-high stockings, plaid skirt, white button-up, pigtails. Done. Kiss 95.1.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to film. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street... My room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how has been an awful mistake here. For the words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Jeff, listen to me. Don't go to sleep, Jeff.
clip.
This is the MRL Show on Kiss 95.1.
Happy Halloween.
Hopefully you guys will be out today trick-or-treating. The weather looks fantastic. 75, sunshine. You go to Lorraine's neighborhood right off of Providence. She's got the full-size candy bars.
I do not.
Full-size Snickers for everyone.
Yep.
Roy's apartment. You need a code to get in.
But once you get in, it's raining candy.
And I'll be in the cul-de-sac. We had a cul-de-sac party tonight.
Oh, so cool. I'm so jealous. And, like, I really want to go out. I want to. And, like...
Come down.
This is so creepy.
Come down to the hall.
I want to see, like, the kids trick-or-treat.
I know. It's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. It's creepy. Because last year I was driving around.
Yeah, well, if you leave the white van at home, it's less creepy.
I was driving around with Sterling, and I'm like, oh, look at these kids. And I'm like, oh, this is weird.
Here's the thing, bro. You need a kid to get into a kid's party. Like, the kid's party in your building, you can't just go to. Yeah. But if you go to Maney's house, and you can use Maney's kid to see all the other kids.
I was literally...
Just driving around Dilworth going... Hey, what are you? Darth Vader? Turn around. Cool costume. Yeah, that's crazy.
Seriously, how it was. I was driving down Dilworth, and at one point I looked at Sterling, and I'm like, we need to go back. This is weird.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, it's a Snow White. Oh. Oh, so adorable.
Yeah, and who's that? Black Panther? Cool. Yeah,
where's your parents? Okay, good.
Hey, cool glow sticks.
Yeah, that's what I was doing last year, man.
Yeah, it is a little creepy. Hey, our intern Adam Driver's in the studio. Good morning, Adam Driver. Now, what are you wearing today for Halloween?
I have this sort of medieval-looking monk robe that I've worn for Halloween a couple times. I wore it to the Renaissance Festival once, and I was, like, in character the whole time.
Did they think you worked there?
Yeah. Actually, a couple people told me I should, because I was walking around going, Happy All Hallows Eve, ye men, and, like, waving. A lot of hand-waving like a wizard.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
You know what I mean?
Don't you guys vibe that he just loves Halloween? Like, this is almost Adam Driver's Christmas.
I love Halloween.
Is this your favorite holiday?
Christmas is my favorite holiday, but this would be the second best, yeah.
What's going to be your, like, big plan today? What's your ritual?
Oh, I don't have any plans. I celebrated last weekend. But, you know, same old, same old. Eat some candy, get ripped, you know? Sugar makes me nuts.
So a lot of people don't know you, and we're learning you ourselves. It's your first semester interning with us. But you live with your best friend's mother.
Yeah.
So will you be giving out candy at her house?
We don't live in, like, a neighborhood. I wish I could say yes, but
Where do you live, then?
On, like, a dark and stormy road in the middle of nowhere.
Do you really live, like, up in the woods?
Rusted iron gate.
Yeah,
I mean, like any house that Scooby and Shaggy went to is where they live.
Or there's a masked man running around committing crimes.
Seriously, what do you mean? Kids aren't going to come to your house?
No, it's, like, down a long gravel driveway. It's a private road. Like, most people wouldn't come down there anyway. UPS man gets confused.
You know, my parents is up a massive, massive hill up on the side of a mountain, and every year they buy full-size candy bars for the event a child walks up that massive hill.
It's worth it for them.
They want to make it worth it for the kid.
Yeah, they really worked for it. They should get the full size.
Sounds like your parents should have a ski lift.
I know, they should. I mean, like, whenever I go see them, I'm, like, burning out, spinning tires, dirt and gravel flying everywhere.
Well, we gave our intern, Adam Driver, who's dressed today in full monk's garb or, like, a cloak of some sort. We asked him a couple questions, like, who's scarier, Freddy or Jason? What's the better candy, Kit Kat or Skittles? And what I thought we would do is we'll play a game, the three of us, and we'll guess before he gives the answer what he's going to say.
Okay.
All right.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Step on up, Adam Driver.
Amazing intern, Adam Driver, whose personality is really something.
He has a very good personality.
He is. I have the most fun talking to you.
Oh, that's really
I really
nice.
Do.
Why am I getting compliments?
Well, because a lot of interns that come through here, they get scared of
Loren.
The showbiz and the rent.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, they get scared of the show. And they're too afraid of talking to a microphone. You, on the other hand, are not afraid to be yourself. And I mean, you are truthful yourself, which is a phenomenal talent.
He's dressed in a cloak, looks like the Grim Reaper or a monk, whichever one you want to take. It's black. He's got a hood on.
Did anyone ask you to dress up today?
No, this was all my idea.
I love that.
Nicole didn't say I had to. I actually told her, and she goes, oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a bunch of questions from intern Adam Driver here, Halloween-related, like which candy is better, Kit Kat or Skittles?
Okay.
And before he gives the answer, the three of us will guess what intern Adam Driver is going to say.
Good.
Yeah. Are you ready? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Okay, who do you think is scarier, Freddy or Jason?
Oh, if I had to pick.
Adam Driver, new intern.
You seem like a guy that gets weirded out by people being in your dreams, so yeah, I'm going to say Freddy.
Oh, interesting. Too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good thinking, Roy. I'm going to say Jason because he likes him.
Freddy.
Whoa. Yes, am I right, though? Is that why?
Yeah, because of the dream thing. I don't care for that.
Yeah. You go to sleep, you can get away
because
from
he lives inside of your dreams. and that, to me, is way scarier than, like, a dead kid coming out of a lake.
Yo, you are an Adam Driverologist.
I'm an Adam Driver whisperer.
All right, here we go. Next question.
Which do you prefer, Kit Kat or Skittles?
Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about this one. totally Skittles. And he might pick a Skittle up off the floor of the car to eat one.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he's going to go that far?
I think he's that excited about Skittles.
Hmm.
And he's got a favorite color. What do you guys say?
Skittles.
I was going to go Skittles too, but now because you guys went, I'll go Kit Kat.
All right.
Skittles for sure.
Kit Kat.
What?
What the? Let's find out why.
Hold on. So you have braces. Can you not eat Skittles? Because they're sticky?
It comes up in the next part of the question. Ah. Kit Kats are delicious. And Skittles, I think they could probably yank your teeth out. They're just not fun to eat.
Oh, my gosh. Who are
so
you?
So good.
Really? All right.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Next question.
Have you ever encountered a ghost?
Yes, definitely. But in some freaky response, too.
Mm. I'll say no.
I'm going to say no, too. He doesn't seem like a ghost guy.
No.
Aww. I know nothing about this guy.
No, never encountered a ghost. They're not real. They don't exist.
I see that as fun.
You guys want more Adam Driver game?
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, here's our intern, Adam Driver, dressed in a cloak. We're currently right now, producer Nicole pulled him aside earlier this morning, asked him these questions.
Which movie is scarier, The Ring or The Sixth Sense?
Oh, well, because he doesn't believe in ghosts. Mm. I'm throwing out The Sixth Sense. I'm going to go with The Ring.
I'll say The Sixth Sense.
See, for me, The Sixth Sense is a little more realistic.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. All right, let's see what he says.
I literally have never seen either of those movies.
What?
So, what?
You haven't seen either?
I didn't know it was an option.
I haven't seen either film, but I went with The Ring after.
Oh,
you know,
that's
actually,
your
you
homework.
Nailed it, Roy.
Your homework tonight. You need to go watch both of those on Halloween.
You know, I haven't seen The Ring either. And everyone yells at me about that. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Mm. Well, okay.
All right, here's another question.
Who waited in the pumpkin patch for the Great Pumpkin?
Does he know anything about peanuts?
Oh, is that what?
See, I know Roy doesn't.
Roy has no idea.
I was like, "What's going to a pumpkin patch?"
I wish you hadn't said that because I would have loved to hear Roy's response before.
Who waited in the pumpkin patch for the Great Pumpkin?
I don't even know that, so I can't.
I mean, I think it was Charlie Brown.
I don't think he knows.
I'm gonna say he knows that he probably watches this every year. Let's see.
Linus.
That's right.
Is it Linus?
Linus.
Yeah, the other day Roy said I didn't know who Yogi Bear was, and I'm like, I'm older than you.
Hmm. You don't know who Yogi Bear is?
No, I do know who Yogi Bear is. You accused me of not knowing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think you would know Yogi
Bear. I know
Bear.
Things.
Here. It's confusing having Adam Driver in here live.
Yeah.
Here's his response to the Linus question about 10 minutes ago off the air.
It was Linus. He was just like, oh, the Great Pumpkin has come in, and Charlie Brown told him it wasn't real.
Okay, you thought you got the Great Pumpkin. You thought was Santa Claus.
Do one more.
All right, here we go.
Have you ever practiced Wiccan?
Ooh,
I'm gonna say no because he doesn't believe in ghosts. So I'm gonna say he doesn't believe in that stuff either.
Yeah, but he's dressed in a cloak. He likes Renaissance Festival. It's tough. I'm gonna go yes.
He's gonna go practice Wiccan. No, but I have a book on it, just like that, like Adam Driver would say. All right, let's see. Adam Driver, did you ever practice Wiccan?
No, not practice Wiccan, but
if you say I have a book on
it. There's a witch store in town that I used to go to like buy different stuff because I think it's cool.
Wow! Real quickly, I was told to ask you something about your bag.
Oh,
you're dressed in a cloak and you have a bag on.
Yeah, I have this satchel, but there's nothing in the satchel. We were talking about that Wiccan thing, and it's like, no, I don't actually believe in nothing really.
Uh-huh.
But and I'm not superstitious, but I superstitiously carry around a baggie of good luck charms
all the time.
Yeah, and some of them are from like a Wiccan store. They're like animal teeth and claws and
oh
stuff.
Oh my god!
Every day
what?
I don't leave the house without this. Who wants to?
I want to see what it is too. Yeah. Do you have a rabbit's foot?
No rabbit's foot. It's like a coin.
You couldn't catch it.
Was
top it away.
This looks some like teeth, claws.
You can't this catch
looks
that
like
rabbit.
This looks like anything you could pick up outside the Bank of America Stadium after a Panthers game, like in the street. Like it's like rocks, a penny.
Really?
No, rocks. They're like crystal-y kind of things.
Oh yeah, it does look like you just picked it up from the.
We'll take a picture of Adam Driver's good luck bag.
This looks like something.
It's a good luck bag.
Head. All the time, huh?
Every day, I don't leave the house without it.
It looks like something a serial killer would carry.
I saw the boogeyman. I saw him outside.
Happy Halloween
from Kiss 95.1.
Now it's time for three with the QCB.
Hey, Alabama fans, I see in college football with your coach, Nick Saban, who's an arrogant, pompous, and I do mean pompous piece of college football coaching trash, says he has no plans to retire. Why not? Bama's always number one. He's won 6 national titles. Man, I hate Nick Saban more than a NASCAR fan hates good dental hygiene. What? The Simpsons are getting rid of Apu? All of a sudden, Apu is a stereotype because he's an Indian American running a convenience store? I totally disagree with that. He's a good character. The Simpsons have been on the air for 30 years straight, and Apu hasn't missed one day of work. You know how many sick days and vacation days he's compiled? Man, if my cousin Boosie had Apu's work ethic, he wouldn't be on probation right now. And that's three of the QCB.
Turn it up!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.